I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm pleased to be here, Brad. Thank you very much.
Good. And again, Nutmeg Senior Rides, private nonprofit organization providing rides door-to-door for people over 50 who can't drive. How long have you been doing this?
We started in giving rides in January of 2009, and we've given 60,000 rides.
Wow, 60,000
60,000.
We've driven about 450,000 miles.
Wow.
And our volunteers donate their time, and we reimburse them for their mileage. So they've donated in over 90,000 hours.
So you subsist then, Margaret, let's look at this point by point. You subsist with volunteer drivers? Is that how it works?
We have a mix.
Okay.
We have a couple of part-time paid drivers.
Okay.
And 45 volunteers.
Okay.
And the part-time paid are to fill the gap when we get to the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If the volunteers can't meet the demand.
Yeah.
Then we fill it up with part-time paid drivers so that we never run out of capacity.
So what areas do you cover in the geographically in Connecticut? What's your coverage like?
Bloomfield, East Granby, East Windsor, Enfield, Granby, Summers, South Windsor, Suffield.
Everywhere.
Windsor and Windsor, Enfield, yeah. Windsor and Windsor Locks. But from those towns, we go to an extra 15 towns.
Really?
So the real reason why we're so helpful to people. Today we're taking a lady from East Granby to Farmington to a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Those long distance rides are becoming critical because not everybody's doctor's in Hartford anymore.
Yeah.
We go to Glastonbury all the time.
Well, the suburban offices, sure. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Say, I was just listening to you. Who thought this idea up? I mean, what a unbelievable idea.
Well, there was a planning committee in Enfield that responded to a plan that the Social Services Department in Enfield designed in 2007, 2008, and then it evolved. When we started, we were just a local give-a-ride-to-the-doctor kind of a program, but then we kept hearing the need. And the need is huge. We take people to the cemetery. We take people to Elizabeth Park. We just keep trying not to say no.
All right. Now, how people listening, let's say, they all of a sudden say, you know, this is something that we might need. How do they go about getting involved with you?
Well, if they want to ride, they can go to our website, which is nutmegseniorrides.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a section up there about becoming a rider. And they fill out a very brief application.
Yeah.
They send it in. There's an annual membership of $40, which is paid up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they ride, they let us know by Friday of rides they need for the following week. And then we confirm that. And our volunteers can go online and pick the rides that fit their schedule.
All right.
Which is why we put them up on Friday.
So you were sort of like Uber and Lyft before Uber and Lyft were around. It's almost kind of, you know, the ride sharing service thing, but years ago.
Except it's done with people that really are your neighbor.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And it's really
you're not getting it unidentified. No. Which is, I would imagine, is a good plus, Margaret, because, you know, a lot of people are a little hesitant to use Uber and Lyft because you don't know who that guy or gal is that's going to pick you up.
These are volunteers that we have screened countrywide through a criminal and a, you know, database. For the most part, most of them, some of them have been volunteering for us since 2009 when we started.
And who are the folks? I mean, what
kind of volunteers? Yeah.
I mean, what is there, you know, for somebody to want to do this?
To volunteer?
Yeah.
It's just, it's, it gives you so much more back.
Yeah.
It just, I'm going to eventually write a book because so many of the things that happen to you every day are so part of the human that we're supposed to be.
Sure.
That it's just, it just gives people enormous pride.
Big age range of your volunteers? I mean, is there a typical volunteer, men, women, young, old? I mean,
early retirees.
Okay.
Early
who don't want to sit home and they want to do something. Yeah.
We're having a luncheon tomorrow at Fresh River to invite people to come and learn how to be a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of that is to try and recruit the early retirees.
Where is Fresh River?
Fresh River is at 96 Prospect Hill Road in East Windsor. It's on Route 5 just below the Sophia Plaza. And we'll be there from 12 to 1:30.
Yeah.
People need to call me at 860-758-7833 for a reservation. And we'll have a couple of volunteers there. We'll have a representative of a family that has used the service so that they can hear the testimony of a family and how meaningful that was to the family. So it'll be a varied program.
It really is.
Margaret Hales, the guest, executive director of Nutmeg Senior Rides. Now, you mentioned the $40 fee. That's a once-a-year membership fee?
That's once a year,
yeah.
And then when they ride, they are charged a fee for the ride
on
a scale depending on the mileage.
Okay, so it does work on mileage. Okay.
But we capped the charges at 14 miles because of the evolution of these long distance needs.
Yeah.
So that if you go over 14 miles, it's a flat $25 each way.
Okay.
And that really was, as we used to charge by the mile.
Yeah.
But it just got outrageous to go from Suffield to Farmington.
Yeah.
So we capped it at 25 each way.
People might have a question about insurance coverage. You know, if I want to use it or I want to have my mom or my elderly relative use your service, they may say, well, it sounds wonderful. What about, and I'm sure something you have to deal with, insurance and liability considerations.
Yeah, we have insurance for ourselves up to $1 million.
Okay.
Our volunteers' insurance pays first, and then we have excess insurance over theirs. But the important thing is in 60,000 rides, we've only ever had one accident.
Wow.
So I think it tells you...
Oh, that tells you something.
It tells you the care that the volunteers have of these people.
Yeah.
This is like taking your mother to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Except the person that took you isn't complaining about how long you're there.
Yeah.
We have a lady that goes to Price Chopper every other week, and she takes 2 hours.
Oh. And volunteer the driver waits. They
volunteer
wait.
Knows it. Yep. Volunteer goes in with her. Takes part of the list.
That's nice.
Goes in the shop. Last week, it took her a half an hour to get out of the produce section. Now, no relative is going to put up with that.
You certainly ate well.
I know, it's good.
But the relative won't do that, but the volunteer will.
Will, that's nice.
You know, I told her in the beginning it was a two-hour stint.
And she said fine.
And she said fine, and they've made a relationship with each other.
That's nice. You 2 hours to get out of produce, though, huh?
No, half an hour out of produce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Two hours out of the store.
Yeah, well, still half an hour. Me, I just say, you know what? That tomato looks fine. That cucumber looks fine. Right?
Me too.
Let me give the number again. This is, you know something? This is terrific.
It's really fun, Brad. It's really like building a community all over again.
Wow. Really. 860-758-7833. You got it? Write it down. You might need it. You never know. 860-758-7833. This is really, when you stop, and you're in operation, I understand, 365 days a year?
Right.
Great.
Yeah. And the other thing that's evolving is people need rides to work.
Yeah.
So we already have, I just dropped off a teacher who lives in Windsor who teaches in Bloomfield.
Yeah.
And then someone will go back and pick her up at 2:45 and take her home. People get vision issues.
Sure.
They get other issues.
Balance issues.
Where they're working,
but
they can't drive.
They can't drive.
Anymore.
They can still function at work, but they can't drive. Yeah.
That's one of our initiatives right now is to recruit volunteer drivers.
Interesting.
To be able to help this emerging population of people that are going to need rides to work.
That still want to work. But they don't want it. But you don't want lack of a driver or a ride to keep them sitting home staring at the four walls.
The problem is, if they lose their job in their late 50s because they can't drive anymore, but they can work, they lose their health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really what's driving us right now, is to protect these jobs so that people can keep their health insurance.
Right. Just fabulous. Yes, Nutmeg Senior Rides. And again, if you want to contact them, talk with them, 860-758-7833.
And finally, Margaret, that event you talked about,
yes.
One more time?
Yeah, we want everybody to come tomorrow. Call first. We need to know how many are coming so we can have enough food.
And the location again?
The lunch is at Fresh River Healthcare.
Okay.
96 Prospect Hill Road in East Windsor.
Okay, Fresh River Healthcare in East Windsor.
Correct.
Okay.
This is,
and we're so grateful to them for sponsoring this for us.
Well, this is great that you had a chance to come in and
chat
with us. We don't talk about this kind of stuff often enough.
This is real community.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. Great, fabulous. Margaret, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Great.